This is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 152. Let's go!
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now
come on,
jump.
Now just roll to the front.
Dance,
roll
to the front. Roll teachers, what is happening today? Dance teachers, how you doing today? What up to all of my dance teachers out there. Thank you for tuning in to another Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast. And today, I want to jump right into it. This one actually is a across the floor drill because I've been really, really not just getting into the across the floor drills, but sticking to it. And that was hard for me because, as you know, my brain just jumps around like all the time. Like I'll do something, and then if I feel like it's getting boring or it's not working, I'll jump to something else. And I'll just, you know, but what I started noticing was with these across the floor drills, the more we kept doing them, they were actually getting them. So it wasn't just something to do to get by, but they were actually getting these skills that we were working on. And I would say, you know, you're getting better at that. Like, for instance, there's one freeze or stall. Like, I call it the Nike freeze, where you kind of, you use one hand, and you go either to the left or the right. And if you follow me on my Instagram, at Mr. Chris Hip Hop, it's the memories across the floor. But they do a freeze where they go over, and one hand is holding them up, and then their legs, you know, I try to get them to make a Nike swoosh. So memories is the drill. But in one of the dances that we have, they actually do that freeze. And I remember every single time we would do that at a convention or a competition. Now we're here to judge and say, you know, just kind of hold that freeze a little longer so you can get a better picture of it. But other than that, good job. Keep working. Right. So, and that was what encouraged me to, I was like, maybe I need to make this a drill, because the more you do it, the more you do it. Right. It gets in you. And so we just been doing it. And the song, I mean, it comes on the radio, so all the students are like, every time we hear memories in the car, we immediately go to the animation tick walk, tick, 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 and then in our head, we're like, boom, we just hit that freeze, right? But over and over again, and then we actually hadn't, you know, we're preparing for another competition coming up in Chicago, so it's going to be a great road trip for the team, and but we hadn't run the dance in a while. Like, we just been doing drills and training and across the floor. And so I was thinking, like, this dance is going to look crazy because I don't even know if they're going to remember it. But not only did they remember it, not only did they kill it, but when it came to the part of that freeze, I mean, everybody watching was like, what? Like, what? What? Like, y'all killed that, right? And so And I told him, I was like, see, the drills is working. The drills is working. You see what I'm saying? We've done it so many times. Like, not just when we do the dance and we clean the dance. And then we get to the drill, it's like, what happened to the freeze? Like, it just fell apart right there. No, we've actually been doing that over and over again. And so, I mean, whatever you put in, that's what comes out. That's the result of what comes out. So, so I've been on these drills. So I got another one for you today. This one, actually, my wife made this one up. She was doing, I don't know if she did ballet. No, she did ballet the other day. And then after ballet, she had an across the floor that she did. And she has them like in order, like across the floor A, across the floor B. Like some of them have, you know, leaps and turns in it, just however she organized it. And I always look at that, like when she teaches that first and then I come in after that, I'm like, I want to do something hip hop like that where I have it kind of in order. So I kind of been organizing my across the floors, my hip hop drills, and so that I can just call them out, they can stick to it, but yet they also know too, so I won't have to spend a lot of time explaining what it is. I'm like, all right, across the floor A, across the floor B, hip hop drills A, hip hop drills B, like that. So this one, she made it up because she just kept saying, I think the last couple of ones that I was doing, it had more of groove moves, and then I would sneak. Like, this month, we've been working on waves. So it's like, I've been trying to work waves in, but not just do straight waves all the way through. It's like, I'll do some groove moves and then add the wave in at the end. But she was like, I got one. It's in my head. Here it is. And then she actually made up the whole thing. So I was like, oh, that's wonderful. That whole set that you just did, we finna take that, and that's going to be mine. Thank you, sweetie. So she was like, all right, here it is. So it's animation walks combined with side glides combined with the circle glide, or I also call it around the world. So the animation walk starts off like this. So you imagine, now remember, we're going across the floor, so you have to travel. So your right leg and your left arm, you're gonna take them, you like have the arm, left arm out in front of you, and you're gonna animate it going up three times, up, up, up. And then you're gonna animate that same one going down, 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 right? So it's kind of look. Like, you wanted to make it look like you're like walking, but you want to stop it each time. And I had to, like, when I like tried to do it full out, I was like, oh, you got to make sure your balance is on point. Because that first, that up, 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 and your foot is in the air, and you got to hold it to the next down, 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 right? But so make sure they have the balance, but you're animating. You're like tick, tick, tick. Then you drop it, tick, tick, tick. Then you use the other, right hand, left leg, up, up, up. Down, down, down. So now your left foot is forward, your right hand is out in front, and your elbow is bent. So when I say out in front, it's not like straight arm, but it's like bent. And if any of my dance teachers out there want to see this, just shoot me an email, chris@mrchrishiphopdance.com, and I will send you a video of us doing that in class. All right, so you got, so your left leg is forward. Then I'm going to take the right foot. So now I have to throw a side glide from those two animation walks. So my right foot is behind. I'm going to turn towards my right shoulder, open up or turn out the right foot, and I'm beginning the side glide. Side glide goes four counts. One, two, three, four. Then now my weight's on my left foot, and I'm going to begin the circle glide. So I'm going to drag that right foot through and begin the circle glide on five, six, seven, eight. Then I start over again. Left arm, right foot. Up, up, up. Down, down, down. Other side. Up, up, up. Down, down, down. Side glide. One, two, three. Around the world. Five, six, seven, eight. Now, we actually just did this the other day in class. There's something that I'm going to add to it. So I'm going to share that with you on the podcast. Since we have been working on waves, one wave we were working on was the Cobra wave, and I have a song called Body Isolation. So if you look that up on Spotify, just look up Christopher Zondaflex Tyler, Body Isolations. And it's teaching the shoulders and the chest what they do on the Cobra. So it's like shoulder goes up, then chest goes out, right shoulder up, and then chest goes back. You're making a circle. My wife told me that's like your basic jazz isolation, right? A body roll. But when you're doing the Cobra, your arms are like waving in, and that body roll is happening at the same time. So the challenge that I'm going to have for them, since we are working on waves, trying to get that better, when they start the side glide, I'm going to have them start moving just their shoulders in that, just to give that glide a little more oomph. And then when they go to the circle glide, starting the Cobra arms and shoulders and neck still going. That puts the hot sauce on it. That puts the little extra, I need some extra on it, right? So you're not just like gliding around and you're looking like, I'm so uncomfortable and I don't know what to do with my neck and shoulders. But while you're doing your glides, you're putting some oomph on it. All right, so that's it right there. That is the podcast. That is the drill. Use it. Hopefully it's helpful to you. Like I said, shoot me an email or you can DM me at Mr. Chris Hip Hop on Instagram as well as Twitter. Facebook is Zonda Flex. So however you want to get in touch with me, shoot that out. Shout out to my teacher. I just got an email too from a teacher wanting to see the moves to Do Your Dance, which is a song, the album, still working on it, trying to get it done, along with a tap album as well. But that one, I'm going to try to do the video for that, send that out as well. So there it is. It's your boy, Mr. Chris. Thank you so much for tuning in to another podcast. And your boy is out.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now
come on,
jump.
Now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.